This seems like an unusual situation. The Security Council is set to vote on the deferral of the Kenyan ICC cases, yet the US, China, and Russia are not signatories to the Rome Statute.
Yes, but in fact, it's not an obstacle to the possibility for the Security Council to refer a case to the ICC. You must remember that already on two occasions, in the Sudan case, the Sudan Darfur case in 2005, and for Libya in 2011, the Security Council, with the votes of the permanent members, decided to refer these situations in Darfur, Sudan, and in Libya to the ICC, in spite of the fact that Russia, the United States, and China are not states parties to the ICC. It's possible because it's provided for in Article 13 of the ICC statute. That's the reason.
If the Security Council resolution doesn't pass, does Kenya have any other legal avenues that it can pursue in order to have this ICC case deferred?
No, in fact, the ICC has been seized with the Kenyan case. It was an initiative from the prosecutor of the ICC. Kenya is a state party to the ICC statute, and then things will go on. There is no possibility for Kenya to obtain the suspension of the proceedings. The proceedings are in course, and they should continue. That's the law. That's the law, and nothing else.
If the Security Council resolution fails, the only other way in which Kenya will be able to have this case deferred is to pull out of the Rome Statute.
I would say that even if Kenya withdrew from the Rome Statute, it would not change anything because the ICC has been seized with this case at the time when Kenya is a state party. And then even if tomorrow Kenya withdraws from the ICC statute, anyway, the courts could go on with the proceedings which are for the time being before it.